members of the public are invited to come and speak to issues that are going to be finalized today or at this meeting. We have more time than we've had before, so we made the executive decision that people can have 5 minutes today instead of three.
We changed that.
Oh, and I just bumped it.
Oh, no, I think we got it figured out.
It just went.
Oh.
She bumped it and she should have.
Way to go.
We're in charge of it.
My bad.
It's really not hard. Scott and I figured it out. Okay, so Commissioner Phillips is in charge of the public hearing.
Thank you, Chairman Jensen. This is Commissioner Phillips. We'll be calling people to the microphone to speak. We have five finalizations, so I'm just going to quick go through them. The three people that have signed up are all for the last one, the elk raffle license. But I'll just ask quickly if anybody here that wants to speak that hasn't signed up, you can fill out a comment sheet right over there. So is there anybody that wants to speak on park fees that hasn't signed up? Seeing none, spring turkey hunting seasons. Is there anyone that wants to speak on spring turkey hunting seasons? How about waterfowl hunting seasons? Anybody for the spring light goose conservation order? Okay, the last one is the elk raffle license, and I have three people signed up to speak. If it's a real busy day and we have a lot of people to speak, we limit it to 3 minutes, but we're wanting to give as much opportunity as possible, so we've decided to allow 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes to speak to us, and the first person is Bill Marketon.
Commissioner Phillips, Secretary Hepler, and Commissioners, my name is Bill Marketon. I'm from Hartford, South Dakota, and I'm the current state chairman for Ducks Unlimited. I'm also the petitioner for the elk raffle that was originally submitted to the commission itself. I want to thank you for accepting that petition and looking at this as an avenue for funds to raise for conservation purposes. As we all know, South Dakota currently does not have a dedicated source of funding for conservation like many of our neighboring states have. And so therefore, as we talked about how can we continue to raise funds and more funds for conservation, we looked at the assets that our state has, and our elk population is an incredible asset that our state has. Our friends at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation utilize one of those assets with their raffle to help them in particularly in the Black Hills, in helping out the conservation aspects associated with elk. We asked the commission to take a look at the opportunity to help out other conservation resources within the state by taking another elk license outside of the park instead of within the park itself. I had the opportunity to speak with you a month ago when we were out in Deadwood, and at that time I asked that we'd be a little bit concerned about making sure that the funds were used for conservation purposes within the states, but not be restricted. I went through the, and we worked through our ducks and limited chain of command because that was kind of a hindrance on ours. And I actually went all the way up to our CEO, Dale Hall. And Dale Hall said, if we had the opportunity to raise money for conservation in the state and they ask for us to spend it in the state, we will spend it in the state. So that stipulation has been removed all the way up to our CEO. So we ask as a commission that you accept this proposal and give us an opportunity. We know we have to vie with other conservation organizations that will want to be able to sell this raffle as well. We'll put together a very strong proposal and then let you make the decision as to who you're going to offer that to. We've got about 7,000 members in our members of DU within South Dakota as a whole that we believe we can actively sell raffle tickets to and generate funds. As a whole, South Dakota is an important asset to Ducks Unlimited, and we invest millions and millions of dollars. We need more dollars because we've got other projects out there we want to invest in within South Dakota. This gives us an opportunity to reach within our membership base and outside of our membership base to generate those dollars that we can in turn spend in South Dakota. I want to thank you for hearing this petition, hearing the opportunity, and giving us the opportunity to raise more funds for conservation purposes within the state. Whether or not we're granted that license or another NGO is granted that license, conservation is too important to our heritage. We've all been able to witness that over the last months as we've been able to get out in the fields and enjoy what we have there. And our opportunities are slipping if we choose not to invest back into conservation. We have to secure more lands. We have to dedicate more lands and opportunities for others to enjoy that. I want to make sure my kids, and hopefully if I ever have grandkids, that they'll have an opportunity to enjoy the rich heritage that I have as well. Thank you.
Just a minute, Mr. Markman. Yes? Yes, ask a question.
I just wanted to get a question, Bill, while you're here. And yes. Thanks for the work you do for Ducks Unlimited. You know, we had some conversation about setting a minimum or a standard or a floor for the raffle. And just say, if it's make it an easy number, like 25,000. And we set that. I mean, if you have 609 volunteers and each one of them sells four $10 tickets, that dang near gets you there by themselves. We all know there's some people that are going to sell three times that many, and some guys aren't going to sell any at all. But if we set some type of a floor on this, are you still supportive of it? And has anybody reached out to you with that conversation?
Absolutely, we'd be in favor of it. We talked about it ourselves as to what we think we can potentially raise on a project such as this. And you know, of course, there's really high numbers. We're really excited about it, and then there's other ones. But we really feel that it's a neighborhood of $35,000 to $50,000 that we could raise. So we're certainly not opposed to any floor on it. And I think it's wise as a commission that if you choose to do that, that it makes sense.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. Second speaker is Maynard Isaacson.
Thank you very much for letting me speak. I'm actually here in support of what Bill said, and I've been a member of Ducks Unlimited before some of you were born, probably. Been up and down the chairs and been a great supporter of DU. And habitat is so important to South Dakota, to Ducks Unlimited, to everybody that's in wildlife. And I'm here just mainly to give my support as I wane into the sunset to this is a proposal that, like Bill said, could raise 35 to 50,000. This is something that we shouldn't take lightly, and any support you could give us and Ducks Unlimited or whatever organization you choose would certainly be appreciated. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Isaacson? Thank you. Third speaker is Steve Donovan.
Thank you. Members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, my name's Steve Donovan. I work for Ducks Unlimited. I'm the manager of our conservation programs for the state of South Dakota. I'll expand a little bit on what Bill and Maynard mentioned. We are very supportive of this opportunity to make a second elk license available for raffle purposes. We think it's a wonderful opportunity for conservation organizations like DU and others to help raise money for important conservation work in South Dakota. As Bill mentioned, typically we are unable to what we call restrict or earmark raffle dollars. And I know that's been an issue and it's been a concern and there's been a lot of discussion going on. But our CEO, Dale Hall, has the authority to and did exercise that authority to grant that exception, an exception to that rule a couple days ago. As the budget manager for our South Dakota program, I see those dollars that we call restricted, those dollars that are restricted, that are raised for a particular purpose, they show up in my budget. We account for them, we can track them, we account for them, and we know exactly where and how those dollars are spent. So if you approve of this second elk license, and if Ducks Unlimited is awarded that elk license through a competitive program, we can assure you that we would be able to track those dollars and account for all of the income and expenditures for those dollars. And we would look forward to an opportunity to compete for that elk license. I would probably be the person writing that grant proposal. I'm a firm believer in competitive grant opportunities, and I hope that many other conservation organizations in South Dakota view that the same and submit good proposals for this elk license and give you the opportunity to review those proposals and pick the one that is going to mean the most for South Dakota and mean the most for habitat in South Dakota. With that, I want to thank you again for considering that, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Does anyone have any questions? Seeing none, thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, that concludes the public hearing portion of the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody here that wants to talk during the open forum? Do you have anybody sign up for that? No? Anybody want to talk with us about anything? All right. So, should we go to Monarch Plan or